Okay, good morning, everybody. We're finishing up the ninth parak in the Sirbat the Givonim. And then I wanted to go through a very nice piece to kind of summarize this whole story with the Givonim. And we'll see if we get any more copies made. We left off with the Yeshua cursing the Givonim for what they did to fool the Jews into the treaty. Around Pasuk Chaf Dalad. So when Yeshua said, like, what? He curses them, and why did you lie to us? Why did you cheat us? So in Pasuk Chaf Dalad, we're in Perek Test Pasuk Chaf Dalad. Vayanu es Yeshua, they responded to Yeshua. Vayomer, and they said, Ki hugeid hugad lavadecha, es asher tziva Hashem lokech es Moshe avdo, because it was surely known to your servants that which Hashem your God commanded Moshe his servant, l'seis l'chem es kol ha'aretz, to give to the Jewish people, to give to you all the land, u'hashmid es kol yoshvei ha'aretz, and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land b'vneichem before you. V'nira ma'odem, we're very much afraid l'nafshosenu, for our souls, m'vneichem, from before you. V'nas es adav razem, we did this thing. In other words, they're saying, we did this out of fear. We didn't do it so much, this trickery, to get out of servitude, etc., but to save our lives. And we were very much afraid because we saw what happened. We saw what's going on over here. And therefore, we did this thing because they figured that, you know, we'd have to get all wiped out. Now, again, we said it's all miscalculations on their part, but that's what they figured. Chafei. And now, hinenu biyadecha, we are in your hands. Kato v'chayosher beinecha, la'asos lanu aseh, that which is good and straight in your eyes, to do to us, do. I mean, you know, you're the boss. There's not much we can say or do. Chava v'yas lahem kain, and he did so. V'yatzeil osam miyabnei sovel argom, and he saved them from the hands of the Jewish people and did not kill them. The Jews wanted to kill them, if you recall. And the princess said, what could we do? We already made a treaty. So, but you know, I guess they still weren't so happy. But Yeshua said, that's the way it's going to be. And we're gonna, and they're going to live. And, so he saved them. And had they not been willing to pay the taxes and become servants, the Jews Taka would have killed them. Yeshua made them on this day for woodchoppers and water carriers for the congregation. Now, why for the congregation? Although we said he was going to make them only be for the Kohanim and Levim. But the truth of the matter is, the Mishkan was not in its stable place yet. So there wasn't really a full-blown setup of the Mishkan with the Kohanim and everything that was there. So in the interim, they would be woodchoppers and water carriers for the congregation. Ulumizbach Hashem, and then for the altar of Hashem, once the Mishkan is totally set up in Shiloh, and it's more of a permanent place, then they'd be there until this day, until the time that the place is chosen, where Hashem decided to have the Jewish people sit and rest over there. Okay, so that ends that topic. So like I said, we have major problems because I wasn't able to photocopy anything this morning. So I only have two copies, so it ran out. So I'm going to have to read. It's a beautiful piece, and there's one or two copies. And we'll have to read it. And Mr. Shem will have it tomorrow. So in this Sefer that I quoted from you before, in the Sefer Niflos Meitoris Hashem Yisbarach, from the wonders of Hashem, so he says, again, there's only two copies, so whoever has it, and those have the tape recorder. You know what, why don't you refold? Why don't you take this white one? They'll probably copy better. And then Mr. Shem, in a couple of minutes, we'll get some copies. So so he says, it's on the left-hand side on page 115. It kind of is a review of some things that we've done. A couple things will be repeated, but not a lot. And it really puts it in a really wonderful perspective. And again, just as we did the last time with the with the brachas and klolos, ahar grizim, ahar evil, how the author shows it's all predicted in the Torah, that's the same bent he's going to be going towards in this piece as well, although we won't get this for a couple days. But it really sets everything really in a nice way, and the truth is when we'll learn the next chapter, there's as I was preparing it early this morning, notwithstanding everything which I came through, I still was not happy with the final pshat. And then with this sefer, it kind of sets it all up in a really nice way that gives you a good understanding of what's happening in the coming chapters. So I think it's worthwhile to do this. So, just bear with me for a few minutes. He says, Dachi, so on the lower left-hand side, Dachi, you should know, my brother, ki tachbulo sativio salolu shos Yeshua. He's talking back, he's going back now to the war with Ai. And he did a whole piece on explaining the war with Ai, which we skipped. But he says, all these, the tricks with the ambush and the sophisticated war tactics that Yeshua did, that I wrote about already, this was all under Hashem's guidance. Hashem told Yeshua, go make an ambush. Hashem gave him the plans for the ambush with Ai. So why did Hashem command Yeshua to do a war against Ai in a natural way and with military strategies and with tricks? So why didn't he do the same thing he did with Yericho? They did an amazing miracle and the shofars blew and the city fell down. So on the first level is the obvious answer, but then he gives a deeper answer. He says, Yan, kios Hashem, ki kios hoya hachet shel Achan, bein beis kelai. Because there was this big sin of Achan, right, that occurred between beis kel and I. Vachet ahu garam, and that sin caused, shel hoya chafetz Hashem laso susam, b'makam hon mecham nisi. So Hashem didn't want to do a miraculous war. In other words, you don't live up to your level, I'm not going to give you miracles in war. So they had to make the war in a natural way. And that really is the simple pshat. The Jews were good, they believed in Hashem, Yericho falls miraculously. Then the Jews sin, you're all responsible for this, Hashem's not going to get involved with you miraculously. And that's the simple pshat, why Hashem says you're going to have to do it in a normal way. But many wondrous things came out from this natural war. That was with I. Because this war, that this one ruse with the city of Ai really is an introduction to why the people from Givon tried to make a trick with the Jews. And the subsequent major battle that was afterwards, L'malchei Amori, with these Amorite kings, that is in coming up in chapter 10. V'chol ze hoya l'kayem os echad diksiv v'tarek dosha. It was all for one purpose, to fulfill one of the signs that's written in the Torah. In other words, what's going to show you now is that Hashem said certain things have to happen. And if certain things have to happen, they're going to happen. And events are going to have to precipitate in a way that will make them happen. V'hine, v'hu, v'hine k'siv. It says in the book of Deuteronomy, V'haya ki yivyach Hashem lokech al haretz asher nishba l'avisech al avram l'yisak al Yaakov. It will be when Hashem will bring you into the land which he swore to your forefathers. Hashem will give you big, good cities, Ashelo Banisa, which you didn't build, Ubati Malaim Kol Tuv, and houses filled with all goodness, Ashelo Milesa, houses you didn't fill up with that goodness, Uboros Chatsuvim, and wells that are dug deep, Ashelo Chatsavta, which you didn't dig, you're going to have wells, Krumim, Vizesim, vineyards and olive orchards, Asher lo natata, which you didn't plant. You're going to come into a land that's ready to go. That's how much Hashem loves us. You're going to come there, it's all going to be done for you. V'chalta v'savata, and you will eat and you'll be filled. But he shamer lacha, but be careful, pentishkech es asher, es Hashem asher hotziyachom eretz Yisrael me'esavadim. Be careful, don't forget about Hashem who took out of Egypt, etc., etc. Don't be influenced. So, the Torah promised that when the Jews will come into Eretz Yisrael, it will be filled to the brim. Now, let's think about that promise and how realistic that promise was. Okay. Because of Rav Shmuel, I don't know who this Rav Shmuel he's quoting here, but Marmaro, he had an essay called Torah Min HaShemayim, Perek Yud Zayim. He says, Gam mi Yehudim v'avtochas ha'elu, from these promises that Hashem makes, Yir ha'ma'askel ha'ma'ayin zach, ha'seichel ve'enov, u'lovov yavin, a person who really has some brains in his heads, and really can understand things, he's going to understand. Ki hamedaber v'maftiach b'toras Hashem, hu Hashem tzvachos shemo. The one who's making these promises could only be Hashem, the Lord of hosts. Magid mereishis achris, the one who could tell you in the beginning what's going to happen at the end. Tzofo mabid atzof kaldoras, who can look to the end of generations. And only he could say this. In other words, this is a statement of the Torah that only Hashem could make. Why? Ki mi mi baladei Hashem tzvakos, asher yimolu libo lahavtiach mereishis kazos. Who but Hashem could fill, right, his heart to promise us in the beginning kazos such a thing? Mi yodei acharis ha-mechama, im lo yatzisi Yisrael me'atzum kol ha-arim ha-gedoilis v'atovos be'esh, al piyada hechrich v'aynes asher yaltzem lasos or maseyem. First of all, who can guarantee that the Jews themselves won't destroy the cities, won't burn them in fire, which sometimes it's required to do. You know, when you go to war, sometimes you've got to destroy a city. It becomes a strategic position. You can't leave it open. A lot of times, you know, in the course of war, as much as you don't want to blow up a city, sometimes you have to blow up a city because the enemies might come back in it and go, whatever. That's number one that could happen. And if the Jews won't destroy all the cities, what about the Canaanites? When they're going to see that the bad, the eminent bad, is coming to them from the Jews, perhaps they themselves will destroy it all. So the land will be desolate for any of the good things. In other words, if the enemy knows he's going down, why should he leave it for the other person to come in and to use it and to benefit from it? If you know you're losing, so what are they going to do? They're going to take everything there? You're going to burn it yourself. Why should they have we're going to give it away to them? All the hard work we did for them? Let's blow it up ourselves. Blow it up ourselves. V'kasher sipru lanu chazal, as our rabbis indeed tell us. Ki be'emes asu kein ha'mori v'aknani. The Emirates and the Canaanites indeed did this. B'tzeis Yisrael mi'mitzrayim, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, asher namogu kol yoshvei Canaan, all the inhabitants of Canaan, their hearts melted. So what did they do right after Hashem left, took them out of Mitzrayim? Hersu kol batim? They destroyed everything. They destroyed their houses. They destroyed the trees. Because they thought the Jews were going right away into Eretz Canaan. Kinishis, right? That's what they did. But, Kinishir Yisrael b'midbar b'ayim shor, the Jews stayed in the desert 40 years. Us here evil, but now shem oz livnos anarasav tam lintoa kol eitz machol kemikodem. So then they decided they might as well rebuild. They see the Jews aren't coming anyway. So they want to rebuild it and replant it everything, because if they're not attacking us, what are we going to do? We're not going to live on anything? They forgot about that fear of the Jews. So now we're turning the page. So how could anybody know? Oh, good. Baruch Hashem. How can we know? Im lo yoshev aknani v'amori lasos zor masem kulim thing. I don't know. That they're not going to do the same thing as they did earlier. Okay, so the sheets you're getting now, just turn to the second side of the first page. No. Yeah. Okay, looking at 116 now. Okay, it's the first page, but turn it over and flip it upside down. Okay, we're on 116. Right? So how are we not gonna, they're gonna return? Lasso Zar Maseim Kim Lifdim Valar Slash Khazal. I know they're gonna destroy everything again. In other words, God says in the Torah, Jews are gonna come into a land that everything's there. That's not you. I mean, you know, when was the last time you saw a country, you know, fight a war with another country? And when the war was over, they just walked in and took everything over. Everything was there. Do you know what Germany looked like? You know what Berlin looked like right after World War II? You know what it looked like? And it wasn't even Jews taking it over. And what are was America had to give Germany billions of dollars to rebuild the country that they just smashed down. Okay? So now, where do you ever have a war? You walk in, you win the war, and you take over the whole place, and everything's ready to go. Like, ready to go. So that, it's very unlikely that any human being who would write a Torah could make such a prediction. Number one. Amnam Hashem tzvos yotz, Hashem gives this idea, mi yifrenu, who can nullify it? V'nafal dover mikol dover atov asher dibur Hashem o beis Yisrael. Not one thing fell from all the good things that he says is going to happen to Jewish people. Hakol ba kakosuv b'sefer. Everything is written like it says later on in this Sefer Yeshua in chapter Yud Aleph. It says, Rak kol ha'arim ha'omnas altilam lo sarf Yisrael. All the cities stood the way they were, and the Jews did not burn them. Zulasi es chatzor levad. Only one city, chatzor, sarf Yeshua. Yeshua burned. But everything else they didn't have to. V'kakosuv b'sefer Yeshua. And it says later on in the book of Yeshua, "V'atein lacham eretz asher lo yigatam." I gave you a land that you didn't have to work hard for. "V'arim asher lo banisam," and cities you didn't build. "V'teishvu v'hem kramim v'zeis." You're going to sit in the vineyards and the olive fields. "Asher lo natam," which you didn't plant. "Atem ochlim heina." You're going to eat all this. So mefurish is explicit. Ochlim. He named mefurish ki butz Hashem emrasa v'dachasol. Hashem fulfilled everything he said he was going to do. So Taka came true. It did come true. You'll see another two brachim. They walked and they had everything. Everything the way Hashem wanted them to have it. So now how does that happen? And that's what all these stories are going to unfold. The loss in Ai, the mismanaged treaty with Givon, and the ultimate destruction of all the southern tribes. It's all one flow. And it's all... This is where you're going to see how the good comes out of the bad. So now he's going to get into this now. Okay, v'kasher hisbonanti mahaya siva lezos be'emes shinichlu Yisrael areim v'losorf areim v'chorm v'teim shlo yishar l'Yisrael srit upoli kemo shosri ba'al mechom aveim. So if I thought about this, what was the reason why they Taka left for the Jews these cities, and they didn't burn them down, and they didn't destroy the houses, and they didn't leave anything, which normally happens when a country is losing in battle. Tzarchani levayer lecha tchila hasiba shemotza givoni makim la ramosam lermos es Yisrael. We have to explain, first of all, the reason that the Givonim had a reason to trick and fool the Jews. Listen to what the Alshich HaKadosh writes about this story. Okay, so we're backtracking now to the beginning of the parak. Tichsiv, it says in the beginning of the parak, Vayhi kishmo kamalochim asher be'ever ha'yardim baharu v'shvelu v'chol chof ha'yom ha'godol ha'mul ha'lavon ha'chit ha'mur, etc., etc., v'yiskab tzu yachtov v'yicholim yeshuv v'yisrael pe'echad. First pasuk says it was when all the kings heard on the other side of the Jordan, and describes all the areas where they lived in. They gathered together to fight. Look carefully, im Yehoshua v'im Yisrael, to fight against Yehoshua and to fight against the Jewish people. Okay, pe'echad, with one mouth, one unified front against the Jewish people. Then it says in the next pasuk, v'yoshve givon shomu es asher asher Yeshua liyirichav alai. And then it says, and the inhabitants of Givon, they heard what Yeshua did to Yericho and Ai. V'yasu gam hema be'orma. They also acted cunningly. V'yelchu v'yitztaru v'yichu sakim blem l'charem v'chula. And then they got dressed up as if they were far away, etc. Said the whole story that we learned. Okay. So again, we noted this, we pointed this out, that it seems a little bit odd. That why it starts in the beginning of the parak pasuk aleph, it says how all the kings are ready to make a war, and all of a sudden, first to Psukim, they prepare to make a war, and all of a sudden, Pasuk Gimel, it starts getting into the Givon story, we don't hear anything about those countries anymore. We'll hear about them in Perek Yud, but we don't hear about it anymore. Because of Harav Hanal, V'shem HaMariv, so the Al-Shech writes in the name of the Mariv, he says, Shomati ka'inyan asher betachpulos aser shomuchamas imai. The reason why God wanted Yeshua to make all these military strategies with the city of Ai, Lasuma Arvi Machareyair, to put an ambush behind the city, Velasos Atzmun Kaborchum Latikum in Ayir, and to make themselves feign retreating from the city, Bioskimi Blize Hoya Hashem Itam Halohu Kime Hashem Yitzadavor. Because, you know, without this, Hashem is with them anyway, but obviously this all came from Hashem. Why? Lasos be'orma, he did it in a tricky way. Leman yal al ruach hagoyim, so that the non-Jews would think, kimulchamoseim al derech hateva hein, that the Jewish wars are now totally in a natural way. That's the way they won the war. They won a natural way. Vaidei kein yiskabtsu yachem melochim rabim ba'omrim shachrei ked, and so therefore all the kings now will get together and they'll say, now we see the Jews are not operating with divine supervision. But they're going in a natural way. Therefore, so therefore we'll all get together and we'll win a war against them. If there's many of us, we outnumber them, we'll beat them. And what'll come out of this? So it'll come out in a period of a few days. Yiplu lamed alef melachim, 31 kings will fall. Lo yarech hazman kasherim kol melech v'chol ir b'fnatz, and it won't take so long as if the Jews would have to fight each king in each city on its own. In other words, Hashem is now suckering them all in to make it one quick battle. Instead of a long, drawn out, years and years and years of fighting, he'll get all the kings together and just suckers them in together. And that's what it was. Kel Yedei came through this Nimshach. We see what happens afterwards. It was when they heard. What did they hear? It's following up the story of Ai. So they hear this natural war. And it says, they get together. Right. So that was the first thing. It was to get them all together so Yeshua can beat them in one war. And that's now what it says as well. It says about the people of Givon, they also did a tricky thing. In other words, the Jews did a tricky thing. The tricky thing that the Jews did was to go through the natural ways of war, which tricks the other countries to think that they're only working on natural order. And if we get enough of us, we can defeat them. That's only a trick. Because as you'll see in Perek Yud, when the war does happen, whoa, does Hashem blow out the cover of nature in amazing ways that has never before been seen and never again been seen. He's setting him up for the most amazing, most spectacular, godly victory in front of every nation in one shot. That's coming up. Stay tuned. Right? So how is Hashem going to sucker them all into it? He suckers them all into it, but making it look like the Jews had a resort to normal military prowess against the city of Ai. That is the trickery of Hashem, so to speak. And it worked, because all 31 kings are now getting together. They're making alliances. We're going to all go en masse and attack the Jewish people. Now the people of Givon, now of course Hashem's got it all working so amazingly great. Now it could backfire a little bit. Remember, everything of God's plans has to come true. Not just we defeat the enemy, but they gotta leave us everything full. Right? That's already a little bit tricky to pull it off. And you can't just do it with one little shtick. You need a few shticks going on to make this happen. So now, we need to get the Givonim into the act. Or you say, okay, good. So let's have everybody attack the Jews. Even the Givonim should want to attack the Jews. Wouldn't that be a good idea? No. Hashem's plans won't come true if the Givonim don't try their trickery, as we'll see in a minute. So now, not a minute, it may take till tomorrow. V'yasu gam heima ba'arma. So now the people of Givonim also did a trick. Ki Yosve given hevinu be'arma shos Yeshua. The people of Gibeon, they chapped. They chapped what the Jews were doing. They chapped the trick that the Jews had, that they want to get everybody together. And then they know God's going to blow them apart. So the one country did get the ruse. The others didn't, but they did. Laman yiskapsu la'apilam yachad. He knows it's a trick to get them all together. So what did they do? V'yasu gam heima gam came orma. So they also do a trick. Why lehanotzel? To save themselves. Ki v'yelchu yisur. Then they go and dress themselves up as they came from far away. Now, we'll see why they're doing this. Now, v'yutztuk b'zeh amro. Now it makes sense what it says. B'malachim v'yiskapsu yachdu lachim Yeshua. It makes sense now what it says in the first two verses, that the kings get together on his united front to fight against Yeshua and the Jewish people. Now, what does it not say? What does it not say? It says they go to fight with Yeshua and with Yisrael. What's missing? What about Hashem? Aren't they fighting against Hashem? Right? Klomar lo im Hashem anu lo chamim. We're not fighting with Hashem. Kim babasar v'dam, only with flesh and blood. Yeshua v'Yisrael, Yeshua and the Jewish people. Ki lo shasu lev, because they only paid attention now, rak al mochamas ai, to the battle of Ai. Right? Because that was the last battle. Ach ha-givonim, but the givonim lo shachachu inyan Yericho. They didn't forget Yericho. V'yamru believe them, they said to themselves, Lu ein Hashem itam. If Hashem isn't with them anymore, so we have a question. How did they conquer Yericho in such a miraculous way? Im kein einin in a eye, rak barama. Eye is only a trick. And that's what it says. That's what it says. V'zehu she'amar. That's what the pasuk says in pasuk Gimel. V'yoshvei Givon shamu. The people of Givon, they heard a little different. They heard Esa she'asu Yeshua li'Yericho v'la'ai. He heard what Yeshua did to Yericho and I. They put the two and two together. While the other nations didn't do that. Klomer, meaning to say, lo kemalachim, not like the other kings. Shelo shasu lev. They didn't pay attention, rock, except to what? Elinin and Isle of Ai. They only paid attention to the city of Ai. Ki Eila shamu v'yavinu asher asu l'Yericho. Because had they listened to what happened, those who would hear about what happened to Yericho, Ai, ki yomut sasum shalai min afurish v'Yericho. As opposed to the people of Givon, who they heard both things. They heard what happened in Yericho. They heard Ai. They understood Ai from what happened in Yericho. The other kings didn't, because they didn't want to hear that. The other kings didn't want to give in. But the people of Gibeon were willing to. You know, a person only hears what they want to hear. And we'll see, we'll see. This is all, it'll all fit in. It'll all come together. Just keep all this in mind, as we'll see what happens later. This, and we'll get back to Paro and Mitzrayim. It all will come back. But people only want to hear what they want to hear and won't take lessons, that should be taught. So the 31 kings, they just want one thing. They don't want the Jews to get into the land. And they are going to deny God to the end. Right? So of course, you know, Paro gets hit by Machus. But then he sees, you know, it's a little break, a little rest. And he gets himself again to be stubborn, right? If you haven't find a little opening to believe what you want to believe, you know, even though you're pounded away. Oh, but what about that? But what about that? Right? A little this, a little that. So there's still something, right? Yeah, like Paro, all the idols get destroyed. Yeah, but the Baal Tzephon didn't get destroyed. Okay, let's run after them and attack them. Hashem always gives you a little place to let you stumble. He's got to give you a little place to stumble. So, of course, so now he gives them a little place to, Yericho gets decimated. Boom, it's mamash a miracle. They're terrified. What happens? Now they have a problem with Yericho, with Ai. You got to think for a minute. Like, come on. He split the yard in for them. They wipe out Yericho miraculously. I mean, everything is going the way. So there's the one problem of Ai. Now you think a minute, you go, why is this happening? They don't think. You say, oh, see, God's not with him anymore. Finished. Everything's gone. So Hashem gave him the little thing, the bone to chew on, to let themselves be fooled. Okay, so they allow themselves to be fooled. And they say, oh, see, they're not so powerful anymore. What about all of that? Forget about it. It's not anymore. So we're going to fight them. We'll just mass our armies. The Givonim weren't so stupid. You want to say, no, 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 no. That's not, it. That can't be. those miracles were too great for them to lose a battle. Right? Those Jews are smarter than you think they are. They purposely lost that battle. They purposely made it look like they're not so good. Why? Because they want us to all come in one shot. They understood. They understood what was going on. Now, why did Hashem have to make that? You're going to see why he had to make it, that one country understood while the others didn't understand. Hashem puts it in their minds, each one to think the way, so that all of God's plans will come true exactly the way it was. And that's what he's saying, that Va'al Kain, Va'yasu Game Haim of Arma. So they also act cunningly. Kasher Asu Yeshua Arma. Just like Yeshua act cunningly. Kimadubar Ad Kosh Shemat Mishem Riv. And that's how much the Al-Shech brings down that he heard. Then the brackets, makes sense now. It starts with the idea of the kings. Ubav emsa, now we have an interruption, Vyoshve Gibbon. We talk about the people of Gibbon. Then we'll come back in chapter Yud for the war of the kings. It all fits in. Okay, let's look at the next paragraph now. Uladati, Lahamtik Yosher, let's sweeten this up a little more. Ufi Darko. My dichsiv, what does it say? Vyoshve Gibbon Shamosh or Osli Rikovalai. What does it mean? When the people of Gibeon heard what the Jews did to Yericho and to Ai. L'chura, apparently, ha'ikar havale l'meimer rak li'Yericho l'fidvarf. According to them, what should be most mentioned? The main thing should be Yericho. Because they saw it having Yericho. The Jews decimated them. And that's what they're afraid of. She'ikar, skip the bracket. She'ikar, he's bonen on Yericho. Shahide Hakovas for Shaifers. The main thought was about Yericho with the surrounding it and the shofers. Shimuchamas La Hashem, it's a war that Hashem fought. Velo Yedei Derchatev, and it wasn't naturally. Velo Minai, and not from I. The main thing is from Yericho. What really got them scared was Yericho. So what's I have to do with this? Why mention I at all? Amnam Hakavana nearly, but the understanding according to me, what I see is Masha Asu Orma, the reason they made the trick. It's because what they saw in I gave them the ability to come up with the idea of the trick. Why? Had it not been for the war of I, they wouldn't have done any trick. Because the Givonim, really, they understood. This answers another question we asked. You know, how did Yeshua fall for their trick? So he gives another answer. Because really, how could they come up with a trick and say they came from far away? I mean, that's like the oldest trick in the book, right? Miyamilam, who's going to believe them? Ushmuas into what they're going to say. Because all the seven nations could have made this trick. You think it's such an ingenious trick? We'll dress up like we came from somewhere else and they'll fall for the trick? Do you think Yeshua understood this would be one of the tricks they tried to do? In other words, how did the people of Gibeon have the temerity and the chutzpah to go and try to pull off this trick? They're going to be caught instantly. They knew the Jews wouldn't believe this trick. But once they saw that the Jews ran away from the people of Ai. And they saw that I was able to kill 36 people, right? And the Jews only knew this, right, only afterwards because of what happened with Achan, skipping the brackets. And now they saw all the military tactics that they did. Only when they saw what happened in Ai, as hiskilu ha-givonim lasos orma, so then, only then did the givonim decide to make a trick too. Ki hevinu, because they understood, ki ozdas yisrael, because what were the Jews always planning? What are the Jews thinking here? Right? The Jews wanted, ki bedas kol ha-goyim, ki en Hashem b'kir, because the Jews want the non-Jews to think God's not with them. They understood what the Jews are trying to do. The enemies will all come to fight war. Right? And that's exactly what Jews want. And that's exactly what happened. The non-Jews, all the nations, fell right into the trap. Right? Lachain, if everybody fell into the trap, as Motza Givonim Mokum, now the Givonim have a reason to believe, Ki Yamin Lehem B'nei Yisrael, the Jews will believe when they say, Ki Yomer, when they're gonna say what they're gonna say. Because the Jews say, how could it be there from the seven nations? V'yalahem migur mipach l'shem. And they're doing this because they're afraid? In other words, what would normally happen? Before the trick with Ai, what would happen? A country would come and say, we're from far away. So the Jews are going to be suspicious. What are you talking about? You're probably from the seven nations. You're probably too afraid of us. And therefore you're making up this trick, yeah? But if the whole thing the Jews did with Ai, they saw in retrospect from Hashem was so that all the nations would think we're not that strong and we only come with military might and not with Hashem's might. And then they're all going to not be afraid of us. They're all going to attack us. So now when the people of Gibeon see this, they say, okay, now we can say we're from a faraway place. Because they're not going to suspect that one of the seven Canaanite nations is afraid of them after they barely won against Ai and that they're all massing against the Jews. So, of course, all the seven candidates have fallen for the trick. They've all fallen for the trick to go and attack Klal Yisrael, because they're not afraid. So now who is going to come and offer a peace treaty? It's not the seven Canaanite nations, because they're all massing their armies together. So, therefore, this suspicion now is lifted. Because if Yeshua sees that the trick worked, that they're not afraid of the Jews, so why would one of the seven Canaanite nations go and try to make a peace treaty because they're afraid of the Jews? Do you understand? This is ingenious. This is all Hashem is working this all out here, you see. Right? He said, nobody's afraid, right? We made the trick with the battle of Ai. Leman, why? We're going up to the next side now. Shaminu kol malchiram. So all the kingdoms of the earth will see. Ki ki tachpulos milchamasenu. We won through our military attackers. V'lo me'ashem. It's not from Hashem. Ukomo shabam is kim tzukom alachem milchama. And we see all the nations, all the countries did get together to fight them. Let's explain later on. So now, what are these people doing here? Who are these people? What suspicions do they have? Well, they're not suspicious of them being one of the seven Canaanite nations. El al korcha emes. So you got to say it's the truth. Shema eres rechoka. They're from a faraway land. Shod lo shama minyan ai. They didn't hear about ai. V'yatsu kodem shahaya ma'isam ai. They left before the story of ai. Rat bo lichvod Hashem. They came out for the honor of Hashem. They heard what happened to Mitzrayim. They heard what Sichon and Og. Like they said. That's what they told them. They said, from a far nation. We're coming out for Hashem because we heard what you did. What you did to Mitzrayim. What you did to Sichon and Og, etc., etc. Ubekavanu asu, and intentionally they did this. Shelo zachru, they didn't mention kishomas asher asu yericho. They didn't mention yericho. Why didn't they mention at least yericho? They could have mentioned yericho. Now we're not going to mention I, because if mention I, then they're going to know that they can't be that far away. But why yericho? This is saying kilachor yesha daktek. We can inspect these words. Lamalham lisker kishom mitzrayim sichan og. Why did they mention only mitzrayim sichan og? Asher zehayim mikfar. That was a long time ago. It's a much more outstanding war that just happened in Yericho. The walls fell by the shomer. Why didn't they mention that? That would be a more amazing thing to say that they see Hashem is awesome. No. They didn't want to mention they heard about the war of Yericho. Why? Because the war of Ai was immediately after that. If they heard about the war of Yericho, Bevare Shamu said they heard about the war of Ai. Right? Achmachum al Shmei Zichram Kolam Asim Shasi Sol Achreavur. So rather they just wiped out any of that of what they mentioned when they crossed the Jordan. Vezacharak Mitzrayim Sichram. They only mentioned Mitzrayim and Sichram. Vezachar Kamha Varas Hayarden. They don't mention the crossing of the Jordan. Calls a Hiskila Givonim. This all what the Givonim thought to do very smartly. Veholam, and it worked for them. As I et some Shum Safek. And they had no doubt. And the Jews went for it. They said, didn't ask Hashem. So now you understand why they didn't ask. It makes a lot more sense. Until now, we were not so satisfied with why they believed it. But now it's perfect. Yeshua understood this is all part of Hashem's plan. It's to get them all to fight us all in one shot. So they all won't be afraid of us. So obviously, these people don't know what's going on. Right? Next underline, So that trick that the Jews did with Ai, that they sent the ambush outside the city, that trick gave the initiative for the Givonim to try to trick the Jews. Only after Ai could the Givonim come up with that trick. So that's why it says, Gam Hema, they also made a trick. It was based on our trick, they made their trick. Lekach Manduik Hetev, therefore it's very well the words that say, V'yoshve Givon Shomos Asher Asher Sol Yericho V'la Ai, that he heard what the Jews did to Yericho and Ai, Ki Kol Pe'ula Sheyasa Adam Tzarech Hu Lehizboinim Mikodim. Anything you do, you gotta think first. Im Nachas Lo Pe'ula Hi, do you need to do this? Pemim Baladeh Pe'ula Hi Gam Kein Tovo, maybe if you don't do this, it'll also be good. V'achre Ki Yizbon, after they thought, Ki Nachas Lo Pe'ula Hi, this what they're gonna do is necessary, Tzarech Lehizboinim Rosh, you gotta think back to the beginning, will it succeed? Lachain, therefore, from the war of Yericho, what did they know? Yadu ki nachutz amapahula, shiyadu ki milchamis yisrael pines. They knew one thing, that the Jews worked through miracles, upele, and wonders. That's what they heard from Yericho. Umilchamis ai, and from the war of ai, yadu ki yol amapahula, they see that what they're gonna try to do could work. They saw that the war of Ai that seemed to be a natural war was only to fool the Canaanites, to not make peace with them. So they knew that's how they could fool the Jews and make peace with them, as we mentioned. That's clearly what the words Yericho and Ai mean over here. Amnam. However, just finish up this paragraph. We'll finish one section today. Hakol miyad Hashem. Everything was from Hashem. This is all Hashem instigated all this. Hashem, he saved Adavra, he, and Hashem made all this thing come about. Ki yeshlim yisrael megavonim, that the Jews would make a peace treaty with the Givonim. Ki Moshe Amar li Yeshua, just like when he said to Yeshua, sim lecha arev li'ir machareo, make an ambush behind the city. Vim kein, hoya ha-pa'ulas ha-arev v'yashem, that this ambush was from Hashem, and therefore everything is from Hashem. Okay? So clearly, and that's why Hashem, you know, so even the mistakes that come out, it's all so things should work out in the long run. So you have to figure, as you backtrack, you know, only in retrospect do you see how everything made so much sense. Can imagine when Yor ben Menashe dies in the battle against Ai, Yeshua says, I don't understand, Hashem has forsaken us, it's not going to be, it's going to be the worst thing in the world. Can't be worse than that. And he says, the biggest chil Hashem, better we shouldn't go and attack anymore. Remember how he explained? It's better for us to be on the side of the Jordan. Better not to do anything. He figured Hashem had forsaken him so much. And what really was going on, the whole time, as Hashem is just setting them up for the most spectacular victory that could ever be. And that couldn't happen. And to fulfill those psukim, that they're going to come to houses that are filled to the brim. And it needs a number of events, one after the other. So Hashem just can't, out of the blue, have the Jews lose a battle. Can't have them lose a battle out of the blue. We can't make them lose a battle. Can't make a tzaddik die. But he could have Achan decide to continue his evil ways that he was doing before they crossed the Jordan River. And he continues his evil ways as they cross the Jordan River. It's Achan's free will choice that works in confluence with Hashem's major plan. And now what he does is they cross the Jordan River. And we accepted mutual responsibility upon ourselves. And therefore we have to get punished because we accepted that mutual responsibility. And therefore we have to lose someone in battle. And therefore then when you're gonna come back and fight that next battle, you're gonna do it in a way of trickery. And now they're doing it in a way of trickery. All the nation world, only then will they all get together to fight you. And at the same time, the people of Givon are going to make a peace treaty. And we'll see tomorrow how the peace treaty of Givon now instigates the war with the kings in a way that's not to their advantage, which will make it easier for the Jews to win the war. And that's all being set up for tomorrow morning's class in Mirtz Hashem, which will stay tuned for the excitement to continue.